Wyoming and most of the western landscape are home to big game migrations. Migratory herds of elk, deer, pronghorn, bison, or bighorn sheep travel routes between their seasonal ranges. Recently, thanks to the research of scientists, it's been found that these corridors contain important stopover habitats where the animals rest and find food. So, if these routes are blocked, it would stop their ability to recover after a winter season. Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kudelska asked scientist Arthur Middleton of UC Berkeley whether a new order signed by the Secretary of Interior, Ryan Zinke, will actually help conserve these migration corridors.
The secretarial order from Ryan Zinke does several things, and it's pretty long. It will take time to tell exactly what its full implications are, because there are a number of agencies affected, and of course there's a lot of people that have to coordinate to put this into effect. But its main prongs are sort of coordination function. So it says that the Department of Interior and some of the agencies within it will create coordination positions to make sure that there's conversations across multiple agencies where their jurisdictions butt one another along the corridors of migratory populations of elk, deer, and pronghorn. It directs the agencies, and particularly the Bureau of Land Management, to minimize disturbance and development and things like infrastructure development in the sensitive areas used by these animals, particularly in their migration corridors and their seasonal and their winter ranges. And so those are two of the most important functions. It's also very explicit that the agencies work collaboratively with states and with private landowners to implement those actions.
Why are some environmental groups dismissing the order?
Well, there's been some groups that have been dismissive of the order just because there's a sense that, you know, other decisions from the Department of Interior have tended to be towards increasing the pace and scale of development across public lands in the region. And so that this order, which protects certain or increases protection of certain areas used by certain species, is, you know, smaller in scope in terms of its protections than the general tide of increasing development. And so that's where some of the criticism would have been coming from.
So you mentioned earlier the Department of Interior has prioritized energy development. So is this kind of contradicting in the order?
No, I mean, one of the things that the new kind of information that we can gather from these populations is by using GPS collars that get us really detailed information on the movement paths of these animals. We can then really pinpoint the seasonal ranges and the migration routes that are important year after year to any given elk or deer or pronghorn or other ungulate population. And so what those allow is then this kind of potential balancing of, you know, developing some resources and protecting others. So sort of trying to direct some of that development to less sensitive areas.
And has the DOI ever prioritized these migrations before?
The Department of Interior has, I would think it's fair to say, in many regions and kind of local and regional instances, taken care to prioritize, you know, the migration of a particular population. But this is different because it's department level, west-wide order that I think is safe to say for the first time it kind of elevates the migrations to a kind of a higher level of consideration at a larger regional scale.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.